I'm John Satgast with your Week State Headlines from the Capitol Buzz. Many concerns about a police vehicle pursuit bill that passed out of a second House committee Thursday, but a relief by co-sponsor Republican Representative Eric Robertson that the measure survived Friday's cutoff.
This isn't perfect. We have to have a further discussion. This is the vehicle to have that discussion with.
In the House Transportation Committee, Robertson attempted to restore the bill back to its original version to allow a reasonable suspicion standard, but Democrats rejected his amendment, leaving what he called a weaker bill.
Still handcuffing our folks in law enforcement, the men and women that are trained to do a job and keep our community safe, and we're putting parameters around their ability to apprehend criminals.
The committee approved bill would allow reasonable suspicion pursuits only under limited circumstances, including violent offenses, sex offenses, escape, vehicular assault, domestic violence, and driving under the influence. Robertson is hoping to strengthen the bill when it reaches the House floor. More than 1,100 citizens registered opposed to a bill Thursday that would implement a voluntary 2.5 cent per mile road usage tax. Supporters say it could eventually replace the state's gas tax, but House Republican floor leader Representative Jacqueline Maycumber is not a fan.
It really just hurts the rural people the most, people trying to drive to get their groceries, increased costs to go back to work and get your job and your kids. It's a struggle for our families. That's one of my biggest concerns.
No action was taken before the cutoff, but some believe Democrats might try to write it into their transportation budget proposal. A bill that failed to pass from committee before Friday's cutoff would have provided a hiring preference for hundreds of state workers who lost their job over the COVID vaccination mandate. Representative Chris Corey introduced the measure.
We're trying to replace our desperate shortage of workers that's impacted essential state services, Washington State Patrol down, many troopers, our state ferry systems essentially running on a temporary schedule permanently because they just don't have the people.
Although Corey's bill gained national media attention, the Democratic committee chair would not give it a hearing. This is the Capitol Buzz. The Oakley-Carlson Act bill also stalled in committee as Friday's deadline passed, but the prime sponsor, Aberdeen Representative Jim Walsh, isn't giving up.
No good bill is ever completely done while session is on. And there's still a lot of time, and there are a number of opportunities that we'll have to bring the Oakley-Carlson Act forward, even though it is stuck in committee.
Oakley-Carlson was last seen alive nearly 2 years ago after the state removed her from a foster family and returned the six-year-old to her birth parents. House Bill 1397 would create more stringent requirements for a child to be returned to its birth parents who have lost custody. That's your Week State Headlines. For daily headlines in your email, sign up for the Capitol Buzz from our website, houserepublicans.wa.gov. The Capitol Buzz is a service of Washington House Republicans. I'm John Satgast.